Jazz, America's music, made in the USA. Louis Armstrong. Baby Dodd. Jelly Roll Morton. Johnny Dodd. Began 100 years or more before any of these men were born. Began in various ways, in various places. One beginning was with the varied rhythms of African drums played by slaves in Congo Square in New Orleans. Their drums must have sounded like these drums of Africa as played in Nigeria. For most of the slaves brought to America were from the west coast of Africa. With them came their rhythms, passed down from parents to children. Working in the cotton fields on the great southern plantations, when the slaves raised a cry, it was a rhythmical cry.
Why don't you go down, old Hannah? Well, 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 don't you rise no more, don't you rise no more, why don't you go down, old Hannah, don't you rise no more, if you rise in the morning, well, 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 bring judgment sure, bring judgment sure, if you rise in the morning, bring judgment.
And after a while, loading cotton bales on the old paddle-wheeled steamers on the Mississippi, they sang.
I'm gonna sail up the Mississippi River. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm sailing up the Mississippi River. Yes, I am, buddy. Yes, I am. Yes, I am, buddy. Yes, I am. I'm gonna sail on that big Delaware lake. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna sail on a big Delaware lake. Yes, I am, buddy. Yes, I am. Yes, I am, buddy. Yes, I am.
The Mississippi, mighty river, bearing cotton and music and dreams. New Orleans, on the Delta, at the mouth of the Mississippi. First a French city, then a Spanish city, and finally an American city. There, in that city of the Delta, the music of Spain was heard, and the rhythm of the French quadrilles. And later, since thousands of sailboats went back and forth between the Gulf and the Caribbean, the rhythms of the West Indies came. The The people of New Orleans heard all this music. They began to put it together into a music of their own, always syncopating the rhythms a little bit more, ever a little bit more, influenced, no doubt, by the Congo drums. Jelly Roll Morton took the theme of an old French quadrille and transformed it into a piece which he called the Tiger Rag. Colored marching bands of New Orleans put into their street marches lively strains like these. That's Funk Johnson's Superior Band playing Down by the River. In the late 1800s, in a town further up the Mississippi River, Sedalia, Missouri, a man named Scott Joplin began to popularize on the piano this new syncopated music. He called his music ragtime. He composed many such pieces himself, his best known being the Maple Leaf Rag, and he made many piano rolls sold by the thousands throughout the country. This is Scott Joplin himself playing one of his original rags. Louis Armstrong of New Orleans, born on the 4th of July, 1900, as a young man, played his trumpet on the Mississippi River boats. Into Louis's playing crept the blue notes of the field hollers and the plantation songs he'd heard, and the brightness of ragtime, and the loneliness of the big old muddy river, and the happiness of dancing people on the boats where he played. Louis put these things all together, lifted his horn to his lips, and played like this. That's Louis. His nickname is Satchmo. All through his early music run the strains of the blues. Thank you.